We've got the Diamondbacks and the Braves. We'll take it to the bottom of the third. Brandon Phillips at the plate.
3-2. Swing and a high fly ball. Hammered deep left. And this game is tied. A no doubt about it home run from Brandon Phillips.
Line shot hooking down the left field line. It's going to stay fair. It's going to get into the corner. The wheels of Inciarte flying around third. There will be no throw. And Phillips with his third hit of the night, and he'll drive in a big run because that means the Braves now lead it 2-1. Jackson, deep breath in the pitch. Fastball drilled up the middle into center field. Headed to the plate is the runner Descalzo. The throw late. He's in with a backdoor slide. And now all of a sudden the lead belongs to Arizona. It's 3-2.
Swing and a drive. That's going to go to the wall. Here comes Dansby to third. He's waved. He's going to score. Wade Adams clears him with a double. Swing and a high fly ball belted toward the chop house. It's into the second level of the chop house. A mammoth homer.
That away, Jace. Chip, you asked for an insurance run and saying how big it would be. You got it. Gets us back up to a three-run cushion. Still a safe situation.
Braves take this one 8-5. Jim Johnson records his 21st save of the year. It's the most he saved in a season since saving 50 back in 2013 with the Orioles. Mike Foltynewicz goes 5 1/3, allowing 3 runs on 8 hits while striking out 6. Lane Adams would double in the 6th, drive in 3, and give the Braves a 5-3 lead. They would go on to win 8-5. Here's what Adams had to say.
It's a role I've been given, and I'm grateful for it, and I look forward to the at-bats. With my numbers called, and I was grateful that the guys in front of me were able to get me in a situation where I could get that hit for us.
Well, you go up there, your first pitch, you're going up there looking, hey, if it's anywhere near, I'm swinging?
Yeah, I talked to Seitz and Castro, and they how to approach pinch hitting. They said, you know, be aggressive, but just kind of hunt your pitch. So I guess it's all kind of new to me. I feel like I'm getting more comfortable with every at-bat I get. And just be aggressive early because, you know, I don't want to fall behind, you know, in the count against bullpen arms, you know, in today's game because they're all still pretty hard. So you want to be ready to go as soon as you step in the box.
You've waited for this opportunity for a long time. You know, does it just keep getting better, you know, especially with homes like this?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you can help a team, you know, you have a big moment in a game with a team that's, you know, pushing for a playoff spot, it's pretty surreal. I kind of sit back and, you know, kind of realize where I'm at and how grateful I am for the opportunity the Braves have given me. And at the same time, it's fun. I'm enjoying every day I come into the clubhouse and be around the guys and the staff and, you know, go play against other major league clubs.
Scoring off that ender, like, they called it a hit, but the liner going on ender. I mean, what did you see on that play? Just kind of getting around.
I didn't really see it at all. I knew I was on second. Usually when I'm on second and any ball's hit, I automatically round just in case something like that happens. And I kind of hesitated. Wash was all over it and, you know, told me to keep going. So I guess the aggressive base running paid off. And, you know, Ender got down the line and put pressure on them to make a tough play.
The first home run was a thrill. How do you compare this one, especially with the moment, you know, in the game? You know, how much it mattered at that moment in the game?
It's right up there. So anytime you can, you know, help a big moment come through for your team and, give us a lead, you know, in the game, and especially against a good team like Diamondbacks, it's big, and, you know, it's just going to help us go forward and win the series. Hope we can take another one tomorrow, and personally, I feel like it's just going to help my confidence for the next at bat.
Mike Foltynewicz gets the no decision. He goes 5 1/3, allowing 3 runs on 8 hits with 6 strikeouts. Here's what he had to say.
You know, it was a little weird night, just like, the start before the break. Like I said, getting the 2 strikes and getting the 3-2, walking people, and, they were just floating balls in perfect spots. You got to tip their cap to them and, make a little better pitches in situations and, get out of some jams. But, my defense played great. You know, Lane and Petey came up huge there at the end, and defense played great. They they saved about 3 or 4 runs for me there and, you know, stopped the bleeding. So overall, great, great team win.
It seemed like they were aggressive, especially early in the count, those first couple innings. Was that kind of what you were expecting?
Yeah, we kind of knew it a little bit, but, you know, they were just, you know, putting the bat on the ball, you know, not, you know, great barrel, but near there just finding spots. And, you know, just got to tip your cap to them, but I was making some good pitches other than that to get ground balls, fly balls, and in certain situations. But like I said, it was just a weird night, battled most of the night. I mean, I don't think I got through a clean inning there at all. So it was a weird night, but, you know, great win.
You had 117 pitches. How'd you feel towards the end?
Good. You know, body felt good the whole night. You know, break, I think, helped a little bit. And, you know, got some thrown in during the break and everything. So arm felt, you know, just like I left off. So everything good there.
How about the way you guys have taken these first two against a pretty good team out there?
Very, very solid team. I mean, these guys, especially offense, don't quit, and you can see that. I mean, some great pitchers over the last 2 days, and, you know, bullpen's pretty good too, and, you know, we took it to them the last 2 days, so it's awesome to see that. I know if you know, I can get out of there 2, 3, 4 runs tonight, that, you know, they're going to do some damage, and, you know, that's exactly what we did, so, you know, it was cool to see that.
Biggie said something that he judges times the team wins when he pitches, not necessarily his record.
Sure.
But he won like 6 or 7 straight with you.
Sure. I mean, yeah, that's the main goal every time is go out there and get a win, especially in our situation right now. We're rolling pretty good, and we just, you know, try to get to the top of that mountain and start rolling down. And, you know, I think we're right there, and, you know, a couple more wins, and we're just going to keep rolling. But it's, you know, it's often seen to see the team win when I'm out there, and, you know, it's the main goal every time.
Brian Snitker and the Braves able to pull it off against the Diamondbacks on Saturday as they win 8-5. Here's Snitker on the victory.
I was proud of Fulte. You know, he didn't have the best. He wasn't on mark that great. He had to pitch around a lot of, you know, a lot of traffic, and I thought he did a great job of keeping the game manageable. They should be able to throw 135 pitches every time out and be fine. As an industry, we're way too caught up in this 100 pitch thing. I mean, it's these guys get loose and they're gone, and they're going to give up runs before it's, you know, he's a big, strong kid. He's fine at 115, 120 every time out. Big hits off the bench tonight that made a huge difference in this game. I just thought it was a better matchup than Matt Adams against a lefty. And because, you know, Lane goes up there and he gives a 3 good hack. So, and he's, you know, he's a big, strong guy, capable of running into one, and he did. Yeah, it was good. It was a big hit for him. And I told him to go up there and sign where he landed, because I don't know if we hit one that far. I mean, yeah, it might come around in 24 hours. I don't know. But, yeah, he caught all that one.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Zach Godley will take the hill for the D-backs. He'll square off against Jaime Garcia.